Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Get the thoughts right now of Steven Jackson, former NBA player, Big Three, joins us now. Hey, Steven, Mark Malusa, Zach Gelb with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Morning, guys.
How you doing, Steven? How's everything? All right?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're doing well, and hopefully you enjoyed your 4th of July. You know, Steven, we'll get into the Big Three here in a moment. You know, the latest lean for Kawhi Leonard is that, he'll make a decision today, ultimately, and that it's going to probably be the Los Angeles Lakers. If he ends, what about the idea of creating a super team with the Lakers, LeBron, with Kawhi, his mentality, going back home and playing with Anthony Davis and LeBron James with the Lakers, if that ultimately being his decision?
I love the look. I think it's a good look for him. If he's not going back to not going back to Toronto, I think that's the best option for him. Going back to California, he's a California kid. Playing with LeBron James and AD, you can't find a better situation, and he's going to get the money he deserves. I just hope they're thinking about calling me to come fill up one of those rosters.
You know, Steven, when we look at a situation like this, we always try to, as fans, try to get inside the player's mind. And we break it down, proximity to home, you know, how easy it is on the job, money, all that stuff. What did you value when you were a free agent?
Me, obviously, I was one of those guys that I felt like I was always underrated. I never got my just due. So me, knowing how hard I worked, knowing how much I gave to the game, I just wanted to be appreciated. That was my thing. You know, in any job you have, you want the people you work for and your peers to appreciate your work, your dedication. And that's in any job. So basketball is the same thing. If you're going out there giving your all, if you're one of those guys that really love the game and not playing the game for the wrong reasons, then and you're doing a great job at it, you should get appreciated, i.e. Kemba. So I've always looked at it like that when I was a free agent. If I'm giving my all to your organization, playing hurt, doing all the things that I'm working for my money, then I deserve to get paid. And I just wanted to get appreciated regardless of what it was.
Yeah, and that's fair, and that's well said, Steven. You know, for Kawhi here, is there an organization, though, that could appreciate him more, a nation, than what Toronto, what Canada has, and the love that they've shown, you know, in the 1 year for Kawhi and what he was able to accomplish up there in the corner for the Raptors?
Yeah, but, you know, just how, as players, we look at it, too. Like, is it real love or is it just to get me back? See, yeah, I won a championship here. Yeah, I came in for 1 year, but this is a lot of love you showing me just to get me back. What's the love going to look like when we don't have a winning season? So, and I know Kawhi's looking at all those things. In L.A., he don't have a winning season. He's still at home. You know, he's still a Laker. It's a different situation. Going back to Toronto and not winning, I don't know if the love's going to be the same, and you don't know if this love is real because they're just trying to get it back.
When we talk about love, there's been the reports that Kevin Durant didn't feel appreciated and got the support in Golden State. Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, that didn't work out as well. The Nets don't really have a solid fan base. Why are they going to get that love in Brooklyn with KD and Kyrie going there?
Well, you know, Brooklyn is the mecca of basketball, of course. We go back there and play in the Big Three, almost all the games are sold out. So you know they're going to be sold out for KD and Kyrie. Also, there's a lot of ties in that. Kyrie's close to home, Rock Nation, Big JD influence. It's a lot going on, but I think for these two guys, they want to play together. They want to be in a situation where they're close to their agency, which is Rock Nation. They're both for Rock Nation. And like I said, it's a lot of reasons why all this came together, but I understand KD. I mean, with the leg situation, the Achilles situation, putting him out there too early, telling him one thing, and also with Iguodala's book. You know, you got if you read his book and see all the things that he said going on from experience and being in the organization, how they misdiagnosed him, it was too many reasons. Draymond, the argument. It was too many reasons for KD to leave. And I think he just got tired. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say this so I hope everybody's listening. All basketball players don't get along, but it's a lot of basketball players that feel like the earth is their turf because the basketball bounces anywhere.
Oh, there you go. That's fair. Steven, you think super teams are good for the league?
I love it. I mean, it depends on how you go by it. You know, I wouldn't have done it the way KD did it, but I respected it because at the end of the day, if you're playing the game, it's about winning. I don't know if you can get your money, of course, but it's about winning. If you got to go play with some other guys to win, at the end of the day, they're going to say you played with two other stars, but that trophy and that ring still remain. So it's all about winning. I don't have a problem with super teams. It's just all how you go by it.
And, Steven Jackson, before we let you run, I'm not going to be the reporter that asks you if Kobe Bryant could play in the Big Three like that one reporter a year ago. But tell us the latest on the Big Three.
Man, it's a great league, man. This is year three. The year is getting better every year. You got like guys like Joe Johnson, Gilbert Arenas. You know, I really feel like guys like Joe Johnson should still be in the league. Like, it's crazy. You know, I've been dominating the Big Three since the first year. And, you know, it's not as easy as people think. But it's just a great league. We're traveling all over. The fan base is picking up. And, you know, even last year, a couple of guys got tryouts and call-ups to the NBA. But it's a lot of guys that should be in the NBA now. But this is a great league for when basketball season is down to keep basketball going on until the NBA picks back up.
And you can check out all the action on CBS Sports. Hop online. Get your tickets for the Big Three. Hey, Steven, thank you for the time this morning. All the best and continued success with the Big Three. And have yourself a wonderful weekend. And good luck this weekend, all right?
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.